Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Always. They should always be five.
We have 11
ones. If we get a one-star review, we can't wait to make fun of it.
We have 11 one-stars, 0 2-stars, 3 3-stars, and 9 4-stars, and 206 fives. That needs to be like 25,000 fives.
Thank you.
But, you know, who's counting?
Be grateful.
I am grateful.
That's right.
So, speaking of being grateful, DL Rushing.
Okay, Melissa, that sounds good. Text me later.
DL Rushing.
First of all,
AKA DeAndre.
I thought that we were going to read our 5-star reviews like they were reading the restaurant reviews on the Chew.
Well, I don't have time to pull up a thing right now.
Sorry, continue.
They basically put dramatic music in the background and they were reading their bad Yelp reviews for their restaurants.
For their restaurants that they own.
Like Mario Batali and
it was hilarious
Simon.
Because they had like this romantic, like serious music. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was completely underwhelmed.
Yeah.
RC says, why do I feel like Sarah McLachlan music should be playing right now?
Remarkable? I think not. That was one of my favorites. DL Rushing. Oh, you know what I could do? Let's see if I have something.
You need something that would think got a big dick. Like, don't. Let's get it on.
How about,
let's get it.
No.
No Benny Hill?
No. We need something that says, I got a big dick. And he's a bougie student.
Wait. Oh, because we have a review from DeAndre. Mm-hmm. DeAndre. I also like DeAndre that your friends also did agree that you're a tad bougie.
Love that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be on roller skates.
Okay. Here. Let me put this on.
Uh-oh. Mr. Mike did something different.
Rody, here we go.
Ugh, no. Thanks.
All right. Turn it down a little bit.
All right. Fresh and Fun and Foul by DL Rushing, March 18th, 2013. I simply adore this show. You gentlemen, and I use the word gentlemen loosely, have an amazing dynamic. You all bring something different to the show and aren't afraid to voice your opinion, regardless if others do not agree. I truly enjoy you guys' show. Please keep up the good work. With love, DeAndre.
I got a big dick.
Love
wow,
it.
There's a lot more people in the room
but
now.
We don't know that because he hasn't sent it to you. And I love that he called you out.
What happened?
Well, didn't he call you out as well?
About what?
That being he's not whore. As prudish as...
Oh, yeah, he did. But he's bougie. What was the Hilton he stayed at? The Palmer House? It was okay.
It was all right. By the way, you haven't told us what was wrong.
He just wasn't
did you?
Enough.
Or did he?
I just posted the video, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So now everybody has to go watch the video right now. Oh, I'm already excited.
It's a really long video, so I think we should just have people watch it while we continue.
Yes.
Because it's
booty, 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 booty.
It's a rather long video.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But Ricky is too. And is this more porn for the blind?
Oh, this is,
oh wait, we don't. They haven't heard that episode
oh.
yet.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking
oh.
of.
Oh. My God. Oh, my God. That is ridiculous. Why does he keep pulling his shirt down? Is he... Oh.
He probably doesn't want to show his butthole or his balls that are flapping. That he's also holding
down.
He's
holding them down, yeah. Oh, he let it go. I saw it.
That's a big
anyway,
shadow.
So...
Why is this on Facebook? Is this allowed?
It's allowed because you didn't see pole or hole.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So last week was St. Patrick's week.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day.
Sunday.
Well, Sunday. And Sunday we had Ryan, cheap guitar guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cheap blue guitar guy?
Cheap
blue guitar.
You're getting it mixed up with that blue jeans guy.
Right. Cheap blues guitar.
Blue.
Blue guitar.
Brian. His name is fucking Brian. I know that. He was here in Chicago visiting
Fucking Brian.
He was here visiting his BFFs. Oh, perfect square. Shh. I'm watching the video. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. He was in town, so he came over to meet us for the first time.
That was fun.
We had
it wasn't me for the first time.
Bill was ours.
Shut up.
So we had wine, Big Gingers, which, you know, is Jameson ginger ale with lemon and lime.
It was pretty good. I'm not a Jameson fan. No, but I enjoyed it.
I told you you would. Trot Swalen. And then I made shepherd's pie and
delicious. Do you have any more left?
We've actually we've eaten the rest of it.
Assholes.
But then
the shepherd pie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But then we did a little recording
mm-hmm.
that we're going to actually put out for next week's recording. Because not only is it my birthday weekend week.
Mm.
Thank you. Unfortunately, on Wednesday, we have our last going away dinner with John before he moves to Costa Rica. And your BFFs are in town.
From Florida.
Yay. From Florida.
Some of you may know Samantha because she was on the show previously. She was a co-host for a stint.
I didn't know she's coming into town.
Yeah, next week.
Oh.
And my friend Gigi.
Oh.
So, I was talking to you about it, right?
Yeah,
bar.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out how we're going to do the recordings. Yeah, yeah. So we're not going to be recording next Wednesday. So we're going to have that little extra show for you guys.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Julian and Connor in town.
Shit.
And Ricky Shitster. Now has his hands over his mouth because he knows that he can't say what he wants to say.
No, I'm sorry. They're not in town. My friends Gigi and Samantha are going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show them around town. Mm. Yes, Samantha Who from the show.
Get it.
And I'm excited to have them here. They're going to be here Tuesday through Saturday.
Nice. Nice.
And I wanted them to be here for Sunday so I could take them to the Kit Kat Lounge. But they're not going to be here. And they leave at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think they do it Saturday. But that's you can't go at 11, have brunch, and then get them to the airport.
So you said Monday through Saturday?
Tuesday through Saturday. Yeah,
I think they do it Saturday as well, but
they have to be home for Easter for their kids. Yeah.
That's so unfortunate because they would love the Kit Kat Club.
Oh, they definitely, and I think they're not going to see when it comes to the gay stuff because they want to see all gay stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you're coming Tuesday through Saturday. You're probably not going to see a lot of gay stuff
at all.
Yeah, I mean, the gayest thing we're probably going to see is if we go to Big Chicks on Thursday. That's about as
you
gay
could
as
go. Tuesday night is Show Tunes night at Sidetrack.
No, it's Monday.
They have it on Tuesday.
Oh, Sunday
and
Mondays.
I thought they had it on Tuesdays as well.
Well, they have it on Tuesdays as well. That's new because it's usually Sunday, Monday. However, the call for a fundraiser, is that next Monday?
That's Monday.
This month. Oh, they're not coming
to be here.
No, sorry. Oops. So, yeah, they're doing a drag bingo benefit. But then they won't be in.
Oh, never mind. It's you video request. My bad.
Huh? Oh, video request there. Yeah.
So I don't know really what I want to show them. So we'll see.
But yes, or actually no, RC. We do not play Strip Uno here. And we do not.
I've never even heard of that game.
We do not record
Uno?
In the nude.
Nude Uno. We do not record with pants off like Big Fatty.
No. No.
Big Fatty has to have a separate chair just for his balls.
Right. And I don't want your balls on my chairs.
Well, it's kind of too late.
It's open. Uncovered.
Wait, are you wearing a kilt today?
Yes.
Oh.
Nasty bitch.
I got some bat wings right now on your
Oh, disgusting.
On your chair.
I didn't think bats grew that size. Those are some awfully big wings.
You know, you were talking about you tried that product Fresh Balls.
Yeah.
All right. So we were watching the documentary Mansum. Have you seen that?
Actually, oddly enough, I want to mention to you, the night that we watched it was when you posted you were watching it. We were watching it on Netflix at the same time.
What? That is so fun.
Oh, Mansum. Yeah.
That was an interesting
We were so tired.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
Did we even finish it?
No.
Because at one point I was like, going to bed.
The dude with the beard?
Yes.
No.
It was literally disgusting. Down to his balls.
It was disgusting. And he was like, people always ask me why my hair on my head is different than my beard, because I tell them, this is my boy hair. This is my man hair.
Yeah, no, he was actually, he was a little prissy Prius princess.
He was.
I mean, that he was awfully you forgot pompous. Pretentious. I know.
He, during the competitions, when he was talking about that too, he was like, I should have won. There are people with beards that, you know, just because they want to, you know, root for the underdog and not give it to the actual person who actually should win.
He's like that cheerleader from high school that should have, that she feels she should have been on the cheerleading team, but she's not on varsity. She's on junior.
Wait, so some of you actually broke out from Fresh Balls?
You go by it. You love it, right?
Well, I've only bought the one at that one porn party I went to because I refused to buy like a dildo around 30 other people. And so I bought that because, hey, I'm a big girl. Chafing happens.
This picture is funny. Sorry, Romo posted a picture. It's from Mary's Golden Q. We have smooth shafts and clean balls.
Nice. Oh, you have yeah.
Eczema. That might be different.
That'd be a little different. However, I didn't put it on my balls because, frankly, my balls aren't large enough to chafe. However, my thighs.
Well, I don't think they chafe. They're for sweating, right? Fresh balls is for sweating too, right?
Well, and chafing. Yeah, it's chafing. Just.
All right, my balls do not chafe.
But when you rub this lotion that turns into a powder on your thighs on a hot summer day.
It's a miracle.
Oh my God, it's so fucking amazing. It's like when we were in, I was on a cruise and put it on. It's like you could walk in the hot Mexican sun all damn day and not come home bleeding.
What about the hot Canada sun?
Well, I've never.
Is there such a thing?
Well, one, I've actually never been to Canada. And two, I don't know how my balls would sweat there.
Well, according to Big Fatty, Canada is also Mexico. So
that's true.
Oh, well, true. But
anywhere outside the United States is Mexico.
I love Big Fatty, though I generally don't live my life by the rules of Big Fatty.
No one should because you would have
just to try it, DeAndre.
A puppet on your hand all the time.
Well, the only puppet I want on my hand is where old people think I'm named after, which is Waylon Flowers, and I need a madam on my hand. No other puppets will be on my hand.
Speaking of flowers, how come I have been here the past couple times at your house and there has not been fresh cut flowers in your bathroom?
Because I've been sick and Bradley does not think about buying such things.
I actually do. I just don't really have money to sometimes.
Oh, poor's fun.
Whoa. Toppy, you use fresh balls as an ass lube?
No.
Well, I mean, I guess that would, it's a lotion that turns into a powder, but I've never heard of anyone wanting to have a powder inside your butthole.
Wouldn't that get cakey?
I think it would get cakey.
Like brown cakey. Like fudge cake.
Oh my God. It would be like, it'd be like throwing
chocolate frosting.
Like throwing too much cornstarch and beef stew.
Thank you.
And it would be chunky and that weird consistency that's kind
where
of like,
you're like almost want to do it, but
it's like watered down chocolate frosting, milk chocolate frosting.
That's awesome. Perfect Square sent out a video of the clip of the sweaty balls.
Oh, from Saturday Night Live.
These balls are, these sweaty balls are
RC,
so nice.
Are you a finger puppeteer? Well, everyone needs to be at least a couple times.
At least one finger
puppets.
That's okay.
You don't put your fucking fist all up in that shit.
Mm-mm. Well, some people like that. There's no harm for people who like that or dressing up as mascots rubbing on each other.
I love. Hello?
It's my foot. I'm shaking. And
someone's knocking.
I keep
on
thinking
the door.
Mark's on the door going, can I come in?
Actually, he did threaten that he would come up. And so maybe he would. Actually, he's not in the room anymore. Or he's idling, so he's just listening.
I love people are throwing out all these show titles. My balls do not chafe. Water down chocolate frosting.
You end up making dumplings. Good one, Vera.
That's only
Virgo.
Ricky because he's Southern.
That shit's nasty.
Oh, I hate dumplings.
Except you. I love how there's so, love.
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 No, wait. Love.
How there are so many things that you say you hate, but when you come over to my house, you like them. You don't like whiskey or Jameson, and I give you a drink that you love.
I only had it one time, and it was a shot, and it made me throw up.
What's the dish that you request that I make for you? That salsa verde chicken bake with the dumplings? The cilantro dumplings?
But it's like a biscuit, though.
That's a
full-on
dumpling.
They're not like gooey, gross, in the middle like a booger.
Ramon.
Not no, that I know what that tastes like.
Veritable Virgo. Ricky is totally into ass dumplings. He's talking about, we're talking about the dumplings that you actually make in your kitchen.
I don't know how people, DeAndre, like, don't like dumplings either. I love them. I love homemade chicken noodles, and the meal.
Y'all, he is about to cream his panties right now talking about this.
The meal that I request from my mother when I'm home, and like when my brother's in town, because we're never in the same place as a family ever. Is
this hot brother?
I only have one real brother. Are you talking about hot brother as a stepbrother that I?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about my actual real brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the blonde. that's my stepbrother.
The hot one.
I guess. Anyway, when he was younger, he did look a bit like a Abercrombie model. But anyway, my favorite starchy meal.
He is your stepbrother, so it's okay to think.
Bradley thought he was kind of hot too, especially when he was over here.
Yeah.
And he did look rather attractive in his wedding pictures.
He did. He was really cute.
Really super cute. I haven't seen them. But anyway, my mother's favorite carbolicious goodness is that I want her to make. And you mix it all. You eat it all together. I mix it together, but it has to be served separately. Then it gets all mixed together.
Oh, okay.
Which is chicken and dumplings, mashed potatoes, and corn. It is the best meal.
That's a lot of
ever.
Starch, potato.
Yeah, it's amazing, and especially if you mix it all together.
Well, I guess it would be having like it would kind of be like having mashed potatoes and gravy with biscuits and a side of corn.
Kind of, I guess, because the biscuit. Right, whatever, it's good.
It seems like I could do that minus the gooey dumplings. If they're like done in the middle, like a biscuit, I'll eat it.
Oh, Veritable Virgo, corn is good for you.
Well, corn is. Well, I guess
it doesn't digest. Well, the outside doesn't.
Oh, Lordy, do you know? I've been giving him details.
Oh my God.
Because he doesn't want it. I'm like, oh, there were whole corn and whole peas.
No, you know what? You just leave it there for him to see that.
Oh, God, no.
So he walked. I mean, here's the thing. Waylon has a bowel system that will, he'll eat something now and send it out like in 2 minutes.
Gooey duck is disgusting. It looks disgusting. And I've actually never had it. And I don't think I could.
I don't even know what it is. Is that what this picture is?
I don't think that's
what's gooey duck.
I will let someone else in the room describe it, but it looks kind of like penises off of horses that are pulled from the ground.
Cumplings is what you make when you use dry balls as lube and bust a nut.
What?
Cumplings.
What?
That's disgusting.
Suck the corn out of my stool.
Toppy smelly. I don't know why you said that either.
This is getting a little too gross. I don't know if I can handle this.
We only have 15 minutes, and we can't go long.
And we cannot get more gross than Mark and Ed from All About My
Are there
podcast.
People still behind us per normal?
Yes, at 9 o'clock. Aww. There's a show at 9 o'clock.
Are they still? Like, are they actual?
Probably.
Yeah, because he posted that it'll start at 9 o'clock.
Damn.
Yeah, he was also the one that asked, what time do you get done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't we have another email that we need to read? Because it's really long.
It's really long. I don't.
Maybe.
It is. I guess it is.
He posted a picture of it, and that really is what it is, and it looks like a large penis.
Gooey duck?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Is it? What is it?
What you is can that? Go
it's
long.
It's like a clammy.
Oh, it's like a clam with the long tongue thing?
Yes. The one that had the salt on the table.
Oh, no. No.
Did you see the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
The only clams I like are the ones from Long John Silver's, the fried ones that are like popcorn shrimp and they're so tiny and little things. But Long John Silver's, I don't know why. It's because they taste,
give you the shit.
They taste like breading.
DeAndre asked, is that a penis?
No, you.
I love the crunchies.
You do put it in your mouth, DeAndre, but it's not a penis.
You don't suck on it like a penis, though.
No.
Because you'll die.
No, you wouldn't.
You'll puke. Well, it's so long.
Sucking it and then like deep throating it are very different things, Ricky.
DeAndre says his booty clenched a little.
Remember, DeAndre likes medium sized penis.
That is not medium.
No, it wasn't.
If that's his medium, then he's loose as hell.
That is super size.
So, all right, so we have an email.
Yes, it's from C Wims.
Our new listener. Well, new old listener who likes to send pictures.
Yes. So he says, hey there, folks. It's CV Wims, CV Williams, CV Worms, CV Winnebago, Cunt Vagina Women's, China Vagina Williams, and whatever. Oh. What?
The picture they're posting of the thing.
Just keep reading.
I would never eat that.
Just keep reading.
Oh, that's just nasty. OMG, you guys. Show 475. You made my freaking day. I love being the spotlight. Almost a whole show dedicated to my long-ass drunken rants. I flippin' love it. Where's the food, dude? I don't cook. This is because of the comment on his fridge and how there's nothing in there. Oh.
I love the artwork.
I don't cook. But and besides, this is Vegas. There are restaurants, cheap and expensive, everywhere. Plus, I hate going to the store, so I have all my shit delivered. Thanks, Vons.com, which is...
I know Vons.
Dominic's here.
I love grocery shopping, but I think it's because I have a love affair with food.
I'm still
Wait, is Vons Safeway?
Yes, it's a Safeway brand.
It's a Safeway company.
Yeah, which is Dominic's.
Yes. I'm still working on my mission to post "Want a Big Dick" at a nursing home. And yes, Eastside Canary is a real casino. It's on Boulder Highway. Side note, Boulder Highway was supposed to be the strip because it connected straight to up to downtown, the Fremont Express. So when I made the comment, side note, however, I've never seen a pic of you guys till now, so I was totally taken aback. Your voices sound nothing like you look. No, it wasn't backhanded comment. I don't think your voices suck, yet I do think you're all cute.
Oh, hey.
You don't have to give them compliments. I was just surprised is all. So here is what my take is, or here is my take on what I thought you guys look like. See attachments. Ricky, two picks, then Waylon, then James. This is so funny. So the first one is like the typical chunky 90s kid. Like, was he in Sandlot? I think he was in Sandlot.
No, but that's the guy from Goonies.
No, that's not. That's not Goonies.
Is that Sandlot then? I thought that was the Goonies guy.
He's the one that's like the chunky, gingerish kid, really curly hair, freckles, and everything.
With blue eyes, which blue I don't eyes. Have.
And then the next one, it says 15 seconds of ginger furry.
Oh, wait. I love the picture he sent for me. My God, he's fucking hot.
Did you see the picture of me? Yes.
That looks more like Deandre. Bye, Melissa.
Got a big dick.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye, Melissa. Text message me later.
And then, so the other one, there's two pictures, Ricky. The first one is Sandlot Kid. The second one is the 15 seconds of ginger furry. And it is this chunky kid, like college guy looking, whatever. He's wearing this like pink, what is that? Gingham t-shirt or shirt with a vest on. And he's like... Ew. Crazy. Anyway, the guy that he thought Waylon looked like he's quite cute.
Hot. Really hot.
He is quite cute. He's very bearish, but
is he Latino?
Muscular. No.
He's black.
No, this?
Oh, no, sorry. No. Are you talking about the other guy?
And then DeAndre. And then James LeRoy's picture is this really skinny black kid with glasses standing next to a window, pulling down his front underwear and exposing his probably 8-inch or 9-inch.
No, it's bigger than that.
12.
We should ask DeAndre because he is, what do you say, 7.5 or less? Is that what he said?
I think so.
Ew, apparently balls do chafe. That's gross. And then he says, now that I've particularly completed my mission, where is my pick of certain someone's? A mandolin, Donger.
Posted.
Yeah, that's gross. That's sad.
Oh. My butt hurts in this chair.
What?
My butt is hurting in this chair.
Oh, RC the says, picture of us? Is he Latino? That'll be on Ricky and Josh's tombstone.
Oh, that's funny. Thank you, Perfect Square. Mandolin is gorgeous. Anyway, I posted a picture through James Roy and tagged Foul Monkeys if you want to go back through them and everything, but Mandolin's there. If you don't find it, just go to James Roy and find it because I don't really tweet that much. Anyway, he's a PS, by the way. I have called you guys and I called and left the Pride 48 promo and Zing Vodka is brainchild of Adrian Maloff. Hashtag you think you're pretty. Hashtag you look like a whore.
Oh.
And it's CV Wims as in C Vegas Williams.
There you go. Speaking of leaving messages and stuff, don't call the 206 number because for some reason it's not working. I don't know what's wrong with it. If you're going to call us, call 863-666-0377. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yes.
Oh, there's an Ida Slapter in New York City?
I guess. No, oh. this Ida Slapter is from, she's from the South, from New Orleans.
She actually never really performed in Seattle, no. By the way.
Oh, she didn't?
Not really. She was telling me about that when I was asking her.
Well, she spent a lot of time in Seattle, but she's from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans.
New Orleans. But that's where she's from, Ida Slapper.
Yeah.
Not the Club Kid one. No, this is a fat, Southern, racist, blonde-haired costume designer.
Thank you. Oh.
What?
Perfect square. It's like, but I already posted the 206 number on a dozen bathroom walls.
We're hoping to get that fixed.
Ricky needs to call and get that fixed.
Well, I don't know what's wrong. I mean, I've never had to deal with that before. I think we didn't get enough calls, so it expired or something. I don't know.
We should call and figure it out before somebody give the number
to
someone else.
It's not a company you can call. It's all online.
Then email them. Contact them. Semantics.
We have 8 minutes.
Oh, my
So we're going to talk 8 minutes and badger Ricky into contacting them? I think we should.
No. Do we have anything else that we need to get out of the way?
Oh.
Besides our next, we won't record for my birthday because it's my birthday next week.
Happy birthday.
And I don't know what we're doing. Bradley has surprises, which apparently doesn't involve Ricky.
It does not. Because
Ricky's like, what are we doing for your birthday? You're running out of time. I'm like, well, apparently you're not involved because it's a surprise.
Yeah.
I think it's because my friends are in town, I guess.
Right? We'll see.
I don't know. I'm not giving anything away.
I am an Aries. I'm an Aries with a Scorpio rising.
I'm that Scorpio rising.
Oh.
Hey.
My.
Oh, my. Oh, I have that on this.
Oh my.
You're evicting me, Mark.
Oh.
Evicting. Oh, wait, what happened?
Oh, hey, Mark. We might be getting new neighbors.
We don't know that. By the way, I guess we'll just talk to Mark the last time we're here since, you know, you live below us and we could probably tell you this in person. But our neighbors next to us are moving out and we're hoping that we gave them the name for some people that the elderly Greek will contact them instead of going through the normal apartment people.
Mm-hmm.
So we could actually have neighbors and share.
What did Mark call them?
I don't know.
Mark, what did you call our landlords again?
And yes, I am a very hairy Aries, RC. Very, very.
Mm-hmm.
Very. So anyway, your next... These two recordings will come out since I think we'll split them, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And then next week, we will not be recording, but you'll have a lovely special St. Patrick's Day game night, guys.
Guest
and
show.
Foul Monkeys guest show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be recording live, or not recording live, but recording our next shows in April for you all in April.
It seems so far away.
It doesn't, though.
It's really not.
But it seems so far away.
It's just because you're nearsighted.
What's that, April 3rd, I think, is our that Wednesday?
I don't know.
No.
Who knows?
Well, yes, busy. Actually, yes,
busy.
Yes. Sorry.
Busy.
Maybe we'll try to record an extra live show sometime soon. Because live shows are kind of fun. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well.
But if we do that, we actually have to follow through in recording, which is our biggest problem.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. The K7 number is fine. I've logged onto the website. There's nothing wrong with it. So I don't know what's going on with it.
So maybe
have you tried calling it?
I called it, but our voicemail doesn't pick up. It just says, if you'd like to leave a fax, or leave a message. Somebody give it a call real quick. 206-984-3685. And see if we get a message.
Yes, come to Pride 48. Like RC said, you can see what kind of a hot mess he really is.
Though, Amanda Lynn might be coming.
Oh,
Amanda Lynn probably will be there because Madea will be there as well as Donna Sugars.
Oh, okay.
I'm too high. But it is RC. Someday we'll actually get to try your cherry bounce when Ricky remembers to bring it over.
The thing is on Wednesdays I come here straight from work and I cannot take that to work because I'll get fired.
Except tonight.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Because the provider's in the other room watching Star Trek. You all probably drove here.
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yes. I was like, I am not walking over there today.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Romo, you have a drag persona as well.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. You should bring her along.
Grey Pauve Devon.
I don't get it. Could you spell it out for me, please?
I think the Big Ginger's drag name should be the Diva Cup.
Ew!
You should. I should wear one.
What?
As a little hat. No, as
say,
a small hat.
I was going to say, where are you going to wear it?
In my butt.
Gross.
Then I'll poop it out.
No. Stop.
Oh, grape of the vine. That's good.
That's like,
better than grape of the
vine. I was like, grape.
Grape of Devian.
Grape of divine. Wow. All
right, so we have 4 minutes. Should we do question time real quick? 4 minutes?
Yes.
This is question blast.
We'll answer as many questions as you can send us out. Truthfully.
Starting now.
Rapid fire. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hey.
That's about me.
There's a really bad one that my best friend used to say that I don't want to say out loud because I'm not Ricky.
Say it.
No.
We all know you don't mean it.
I can't. It's too racist.
Type it in the room then if you don't want to say
no.
it.
No.
Just whisper it and Ricky then will
say
it.
Yeah, whisper it.
I'll whisper it.
Okay.
The darker the ash, the sweeter the chew.
That's just rude.
Yes, it is. Oh my God. Yeah.
Mm-mm. So there's no questions coming in. What the fuck?
So, you
have 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes.
That is funny.
Let's go. You have 3 minutes.
Since I'm Mexican.
Anyway, yeah, really.
2 minutes.
Apparently, have no questions.
Pink.
We've already done this. Pink.
Sing for us.
No.
I've been sick.
Kill, Mary, Fuck, Three Stooges. Larry, Moe, Curly.
I don't know which ones they are. Probably Moe for me. I would marry Moe, kill Larry, and... No, kill Curly.
What exactly happened in your mac and cheese moment?
I didn't have a mac and cheese moment.
At the pizzeria.
Details.
Oh, that's old. You have to go back and listen to that story a long time ago. I talked about that on the show. I can't go into that in 1-2
kill
minutes.
Kill, Mary, Fuck the Kardashians? Well,
kill none of them.
That's 3 Ks.
I didn't... with John.
Oh, my God. Yeah, RC, he's not going to talk about it.
No, because I've already talked about it, and this story takes too long, so I'm sorry.
Right.
Go back and listen, girl.
We only have a minute.
Go back and listen, girl. Sorry.
You never got into details.
Yeah, I did. Well,
it's obviously not worth it.
It's when I had my mental breakdown in the pizza place.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Remember?
Where you diva out.
Yeah,
it's racist.
It's racist.
1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Wow, we have some
Fatty Brewer Burns.
I would fuck Fatty, Mary Brewer, kill Burns.
Who's Ooh. Burns?
I don't know who's Burns.
Who's Burns?
Which Adam Burns. Burns.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to answer that because I don't want people hating me. I love them all.
Thanks, Kingsley.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Okay, we got to go.
Well, thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
We love you. Oh, look, twinsies.
Twinsies.
Thank you for joining.
That's gross.
Well, I'm Waylon.
And I'm Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
And we will talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining. Stick around for the next show.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.